Hello and welcome to your GCSE German Revision Podcast. I'm so glad you're here because today we're tackling one of the topics that students find most challenging and most rewarding once it clicks, German adjective endings. Whether you're sitting your exams in a few weeks or just starting your revision, this episode will walk you through everything you need to know about adjectives in German. How they agree with nouns, how to compare things, and how to use all of this to impress your examiner. We'll cover all four skills: listening, speaking, reading, and writing, and I'll give you my top exam tips along the way. So grab a pen, because some of this you'll want to write down. Let's go. An adjective is simply a describing word. In English, adjectives are beautifully simple. We just say, the big house, a beautiful garden, an interesting book, and the adjective never changes. German, however, works differently. In German, adjectives must agree with the noun they describe. That means the ending of the adjective changes depending on three things: the gender of the noun, masculine, feminine, or neuter; the case, nominative, accusative, dative, or genitive; and whether you're using a definite article, like der, die, das, an indefinite article, like ein or einer, or no article at all. Now, I know that sounds like a lot, but here's the good news. Once you understand the system, it becomes logical and predictable. And examiners absolutely love to see correct adjective endings in your writing. It's one of the clearest signs of a confident German student. Let's start with the most common situation. Adjectives used after a definite article. That's der, die, das, or die in the plural. The key insight here is this. The definite article already carries the gender signal. It's already doing the heavy lifting. So the adjective just needs a simple ending, usually e or en. Think of it as the adjective being polite and stepping back because the article has already introduced the noun. Here's the pattern. In the nominative case, the subject of the sentence, masculine, feminine, and neuter nouns all take E, and plural nouns take EN. So, der alte Mann, the old man, die junge Frau, the young woman, das kleine Kind, the small child, die netten Leute, the nice people. In the accusative case, the direct object, masculine nouns change to EN, but feminine, neuter, and plural stay the same as nominative. So, ich sehe den alten Mann, I see the old man, the masculine changes to en because it's the object. In the dative case, used after prepositions like mit, in, auf, everything becomes en. Every single one. Masculine, feminine, neuter, plural, all en. This is actually great news because it means once you're in the dative, you just add en and you're done. Now, let's look at adjectives after an indefinite article. Ein, eine, ein. The indefinite article doesn't always show the gender clearly. For example, ein could be masculine or neuter. You can't tell from the article alone. So in those cases, the adjective has to step up and carry the gender signal itself. In the nominative case, masculine takes er, ein alter Mann. Feminine takes e, eine junge Frau. Neuter takes es, ein kleines Kind. And if you use kein or a possessive like mein, the plural takes en, meine netten Freunde. The third pattern is when there's no article at all. This is called the strong declension, and here the adjective must carry all the gender information itself. This pattern is most common with quantities: kalter Kaffee, cold coffee; frisches Brot, fresh bread. The endings here mirror the endings of the definite article itself. So masculine nominative takes er, feminine nominative takes E, neuter nominative takes ES.
Now, let's talk about comparing things, one of the most useful skills for your speaking and writing tasks. To make a comparative in German, meaning bigger, faster, more interesting, you simply add er to the adjective. Groß becomes größer. Schnell becomes schneller. Interessant becomes interessanter. Notice that groß gains an umlaut, the two dots over the O, to become größer. This is a very common pattern for short adjectives with the vowels a, o, or u. They often add an umlaut in the comparative. Other examples: alt becomes älter, jung becomes junger, warm becomes wärmer, kalt becomes kälter. To say X is bigger than Y, you use als. Berlin ist größer als München. Berlin is bigger than Munich. To say X is as big as Y, you use so wie. Hamburg ist so groß wie Frankfurt. Hamburg is as big as Frankfurt. For the superlative, the biggest, the fastest, you have two forms. When the superlative is used as a predicate, after the verb sein, you use am plus the adjective plus sten. Berlin ist am größten. Berlin is the biggest. When the superlative is used before a noun, you use der, die or das plus the adjective plus ste. Die größte Stadt, the biggest city. Now, the irregular forms. These are non-negotiable. You must memorize them. Gut, gut becomes besser in the comparative and am besten in the superlative. Viel, much or many becomes mehr and am meisten. Gern, gladly becomes lieber and am liebsten. Hoch, high becomes höher and am höchsten. Nah, near becomes näher and am nächsten. Examiners particularly love to see you use comparatives and superlatives in your writing. A sentence like "Meiner Meinung nach ist Deutsch interessanter als Mathe, aber Musik ist am interessantesten." In my opinion, German is more interesting than maths, but music is the most interesting. Will earn you marks for range of language and accuracy. Right, let's talk about what examiners actually look for and what trips students up. Tip number one, always identify the gender and case before choosing your ending. Ask yourself, what is the noun? What is its gender? Is it the subject, the object, or after a preposition? This takes seconds but prevents the most common errors. Tip number two, the most common mistake I see is using the wrong ending after ein. Students often write ein alter Mann when it should be ein alter Mann. Remember, after ein in the masculine nominative, the adjective must carry the er ending to signal the masculine gender. Tip number three, don't forget umlauts in comparatives. Writing grosser instead of größer will cost you marks. The umlaut is part of the word. Tip number four, in your writing tasks, aim to use adjectives before nouns, not just after the verb. Das Haus ist groß is fine, but I wohne in einem großen Haus is much more impressive. Attributive adjectives, the ones before the noun, show the examiner you understand the agreement system. Tip number five, for the translation task, read the whole sentence before you start. German adjective endings often depend on context that comes later in the sentence. Don't translate word by word. Understand the whole sentence first. Right, let's test what you've learned. I'll give you a prompt, and I want you to say or write the answer before I give it. Ready? Question one. What ending does a masculine adjective take in the nominative case after der? The answer is e, der alte Mann. Question two. What ending does a feminine adjective take in the accusative case after einer? The answer is e, ich sehe eine junge Frau. Question three. What is the comparative of gut? The answer is besser. And the superlative? The answer is am besten. Question four. How do you say Berlin is bigger than Munich in German? The answer is Berlin ist größer als München. Question five. What ending does every adjective take in the dative case after a definite article? The answer is N. Every single one. Question four. Let's bring it all together. German adjective endings follow three main patterns: after a definite article, after an indefinite article, and with no article at all. The key principle is that the gender signal must appear somewhere, either in the article or in the adjective ending. In the dative case, all adjectives after an article take N. Comparatives add er
and many short adjectives add an umlaut. Superlatives use am plus adjective plus stun as a predicate, or der, die, das plus adjective plus stur or stun before a noun. The irregular forms, gut, besser, am besten, viel, mehr, am meisten, gern, lieber, am liebsten, hoch, höher, am höchsten, nah, near, am nächsten, must be memorized. For your exam, use adjectives before nouns in your writing to show off your grammar. In speaking, prepare a few sentences with comparatives and superlatives. They're impressive and relatively easy to plan in advance. You've got this. Adjective endings are one of those topics that feel overwhelming at first, but once the pattern clicks, they become second nature. Keep practicing, keep testing yourself, and remember, every correct adjective ending is a mark in your pocket. Good luck with your revision, and I'll see you in the next episode.